The state health department received more applications for medical marijuana dispensary licenses than the maximum number of dispensaries that will be allowed in the state. In order to decide which dispensaries are eligible for the state license, health officials held a random drawing this morning. They used numbered ping pong balls and a machine called the Atom Action Bubble Top Bingo Blower. It blows the balls around to mix them up, then kicks one out. The number on the ball corresponds with one of the dispensary applications. This process was repeated for each of the dispensary areas that had more than one applicant, including several in southern Arizona.
Number 18.
The dispensary applicants knew their assigned number.
Application 403.
And a list of the randomly selected applicants will be posted on the Department of Health website. All applications will also receive an email with the results this week. Arizona's Health Department Director Will Humble says this was a fair process
that we believe gave everybody a fair shot and at the same time made sure that only folks that met our qualifications made it into what you saw today in the lottery process.
The successful dispensary applicants have to do more state paperwork and meet local regulations for operation. Many local jurisdictions, including Pima County and the city of Tucson, approved zoning regulations last year to prepare for this point. Chris Poirier is Pima County's assistant planning director.
They need to, number one, find the correct location. It requires a CB2 zone. Typically, it's what you'll see with a commercial strip mall or sort of a heavy retail type zone.
But not all commercial retail zones are eligible for a dispensary location because there are additional restrictions.
It starts with being located no closer than 2,000 feet from any other medical marijuana dispensary. So we didn't want any type of a medical marijuana cluster situation. So they need to be separate from any other dispensary. They have to be set back 1,000 feet from any type of school, and that includes your traditional public school, also includes potentially a karate school, a drama school, a dancing school, 1,000 feet from those schools, also 1,000 feet from any school bus stop.
The 1,000-foot buffer restriction extends to child care centers and other public places, such as public parks and churches. Medical marijuana dispensaries are also required to be at least 1,000 feet away from a substance abuse or treatment facility. Poirier says the county chose those restrictions because they require any proposed dispensary to be located in a public area that's easy to get to and, most importantly, keeps them away from places children frequent. Once a dispensary chooses an appropriate site,
then they could apply for a Type 3 conditional use permit, which would require at least two public hearings, one before the Planning and Zoning Commission, and then one before the Board of Supervisors, with an expanded neighbor notice as well. It would be a lot of public involvement would occur with any request.
The county will evaluate applications to see if they meet all the criteria. The final word on dispensary locations in unincorporated Pima County rests with the Board of Supervisors. Meanwhile, 13 of Arizona's 15 county attorneys this week sent a letter to Attorney General Tom Horn. They asked him to issue an opinion on the legality of dispensaries. Horn says even though Arizona voters passed a state law allowing them, federal law still prohibits cultivating, selling, and dispensing marijuana. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.